Can those lions chasing those herds? You know what they do? They run the whole herd. They run the whole herd, but they're looking for one weak one. They run the whole herd, but they're looking for one that can't get along. They look at the whole herd, and they're looking for one that's falling behind. That's the one they're after. And they'll take unfair advantage of the weakness of that one. He's going about seeking whom he may desire. Paul explained the greatest advantage that Satan will ever get over you, he'll ever have on you. Can I tell you what it is? An unforgiving heart. The greatest advantage that Satan will ever get, he'll hold you forever. Because if you don't forgive other people, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. And you can think you're free and shout and run the aisles and speak in tongues, but he's got you right there. You're not going anywhere because you have an unforgiving heart. He said when a brother or sister messes up in the church, he said sufficient was the punishment. Y'all all ganged up on them. Y'all all had your say. Okay, it's over with. They paid their penalty. When they let them out of jail, you're supposed to let them out of jail. They paid their penalty. And he said, we have got to forgive them. He said, lest Satan get an advantage of, not them, you. Lest Satan be one up on you. Amen. He's wanting you to hold grudges and hate other people. He's wanting you not to forgive other people. That's how he's going to get you. But you can't be forgiven if you don't forgive other people. This morning I close, as I tell you, as you stand this morning. Work on one thing. Work on one thing. Not two things, not three things, but work on one thing until you conquer it. And let me tell you something. When Jesus came into this world, Satan took every unfair advantage there ever was on him. He waited till he was hungry, Brother Dennis, for 40 days. And here comes Satan. If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Well, he was hungry. You're taking unfair. And he resisted them. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. You better know. You see, we're not ignorant to say you better know. You better know what to say back. Because if you don't, you're going to say, well, that was a good idea you had there. And he'll take unfair advantage of you in your times of weakness. And this man named Jesus came through a stable. Hallelujah. But he said, I go away that I might prepare a mansion for you. And they took him to Calvary's Hill, hung him, stretched him wide, hung him high, and left him out to dry. They took unfair advantage of him. I have no sword. I have no stay. Put up your sword, Peter. This is who I am. If you don't like me, this is. And they took this man and crucified him. Now let me tell you the end of the story. You have advantage over Satan now. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, the shed blood of Jesus of that innocent man. Woo, hallelujah, of that innocent man that they shed. Let me tell you, there is a blood avenger out there that wants to get back everybody that does you wrong. And you can leave it in God's hands. And yes, he will. He said, think not, I will repay. Hallelujah. That's good for me to know because I got some people I wish I could repay some things to. But I have to leave it in God's hand and forgive them that my heavenly Father might forgive me. The blood of Jesus is against Satan. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, his innocent blood, hallelujah, can turn back. He said, though your sin be as scarlet, you put it through the blood and it'll be white as wool. Hallelujah. As they sing this morning, I ask you, concentrate, 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 concentrate. On how many things? How many things can you concentrate on at one time? One. You can't concentrate on, you talk to people and they're like, hey, I'm talking to you. I probably do that to other people too. Sometimes I preach and I say, y'all do that. I'm like, concentrate. Concentrate. Not on a host of things. What do you need from God? Bring him one thing. Bring him one big thing. but yet it's little. It's called a stronghold. It doesn't have to have you but in one little area of your life, and it destroys your whole life. Hallelujah. Concentrate. When you pray, concentrate and pray about that. Every time you pray, concentrate and pray on that one thing. When you believe God, concentrate and believe for that one thing. And your Heavenly Father says, I know you have need. I know you have need. I know what you're need. Thou knowest, hallelujah, what I have need of. As they sing this morning, I ask you to open up your heart and your life to God and don't give the devil one inch. Learn more about God. Study His Word. Pray fast. Seek Bible studies, whatever you got to do. But find out more. Get more knowledge about in the name of the Lord. We've got the answer. We've got the power. We've got the blood. Hallelujah. We are more than overcomers and conquerors through Christ who died for us. Hallelujah. Do you get my point this morning? Get after it for that one thing. What did David say? This one thing if I desire to thee, O Lord. There's a lot of things I could tell you I won't, but one thing. Just do this. Let me dwell in your house forever, Lord. That's good enough, Lord. And you know what? The other things will come. What wilt thou have me to do? And the Bible says, give me my sight. To one man, he came to the impotent man. There he sat at the pool. 38 years. He's waiting on one thing. Yeah. Somebody else to put him in. He said, why are you here? He said, because I have no man. I'm waiting on one thing. Well, as soon as that happened, you're waiting on the wrong one thing. I am the one thing. I am the one thing. Take up thy bed and walk. And the Bible says immediately. 38 years he'd been waiting on the one wrong thing. And immediately he got up, took his bed up and walked and was made whole. Hallelujah. I'd get after it. Hallelujah. I'd fast. I'd pray. I'd seek God. I'd call somebody and say, pray with me about this one thing. We're too embarrassed to ask people to pray for us. We're supposed to be Christians and holy and not have any problems in life. Oh, baloney. We all got problems. And the sooner you admit I need help, the quicker you get help. Hallelujah. I need help. I don't mind telling you. And I need help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing. Everybody say it with me. One thing. One thing. Dominant goal, right? When you get up in the day, you remember how many of y'all remember that sermon, the dominant goal? You get up. I see y'all already forgot. I can preach it again. Have one dominant goal. When I get up today, what do I want to do? And when you accomplish that one thing, you know what? I feel like I had a good day. And a good life starts with a good day. That's right. A good life starts with one good day. And another good day. And another good day. Amen. Amen. Lord, we come before you today. I'm so thankful for your mercy.